Good evening. I am Glenda Ritz, candidate for Superintendent of Public Instruction. I am a teacher with 33 years of classroom experience, with 2 master's degrees and licenses in special education, general education, and library science. I have taught students at the elementary, middle, and high school levels. I am one of 155 National Board Certified Teachers in Indiana, with expertise and experience working with educational policy and legislative action. Tonight, I will highlight educational areas of concern and propose solutions. I believe in high standards for students and teachers, but current policies are taking Indiana public education in the wrong direction with its teach-to-the-test philosophy. The state of Indiana currently administers ISTEP in grades 3-8, end-of-course assessments in high school, and iRead 3. These tests are pass-fail tests that do nothing to inform teachers of students' true performance levels. As superintendent, I will replace the current testing system with common sense assessments in reading, writing, and math that will focus education on in-depth learning instead of teaching to a test. K-12 educators and parents need true measures of each child's performance levels so that appropriate resources and instruction can be provided. We need to review the Common Core standards, provide early learning opportunities, and accelerate the focus on reading K-12, because reading proficiency equalizes the chance for job opportunities and closes the gap between socioeconomic levels. As superintendent, I will lead statewide initiatives in reading. Together, educators, parents, and community partnerships will develop a culture of readers in Indiana. We must prepare our students to be great thinkers and problem solvers, to develop the skills to adapt to the ever-changing job market. As a National Board Certified Teacher, I know it takes high qualified educators in our schools to create the positive teaching and learning environments for our students. University programs for teacher education focus on the essence of education, showing aspiring teachers how to recognize learning styles in students, how to effectively manage classrooms, and how to connect content with students in ways that make them want to learn more. The state of education in Indiana is headed in the wrong direction when it comes to assuring that quality teachers are in every classroom. Dr. Bennett is asking the State Board of Education to lower standards for teachers. Under the new proposal, teachers will no longer be required to have a degree in education to teach, but instead would be given licenses if they can simply pass a test by the Pearson Company. The profession of teaching is continually refining and expanding the ways in which teachers can better reach students with rigorous content. This is not the time to take a step back. This is the time to make sure teachers have the proper educational background, internships, and student teaching experiences that will make them highly qualified in the classroom. Under my leadership, there will be a focus on high-quality teaching with rigorous pre-service training, fair evaluation systems, and ongoing professional development. Our children deserve no less. But education policy impacts more than just students and parents. Taxpayers and business owners have a stake in education, too. Of course, we rely on quality education to develop leaders and workers of the future. But there are elements of our current education policy that put communities and taxpayers at risk, and I'd like to address them too. Under my leadership, there would be no A to F grading system for schools, school districts, or universities as currently designed. The current AF grading system is based on the pass-fail test and does not give an accurate picture of our schools. The A to F grades have devastating impacts on communities when it comes to attracting and retaining business. The quality of public schools is always one of the top considerations in site selection. In addition, your tax dollars are going to private school vouchers and to for-profit companies running charter schools and takeover schools. Your tax dollars are being given to private companies while our public schools are starved of the funds that they need to educate our children. These for-profit companies run their schools as cheaply as possible and pocket the profit with no limits. Taxpayers expect tax dollars to be used to educate children, not line the pockets of private companies. It is time to bring a common sense approach to improving education that does not involve privatization. I will lead this effort and work to regain local control for public schools. The Department of Education will be committed to working with local school districts and communities to provide outreach support to individual local school districts to address their individual challenges. Public education is necessary for a democracy and vibrant economy. Indiana citizens deserve a better education system than they get from the current administration. Ask a teacher in your community about the path that we should take for the children of Indiana.